Hello and welcome to the Twins Mummy and I podcast. I am mummy to 11-month-old twin girls Isla and Daria. Join us on our twin adventure as I explore a range of topics around maternal well-being and motherhood. Hello everybody and welcome to the sixth episode of the Twins Mummy and I podcast. If you've just stumbled upon this podcast, my name is Carla and I work as a TV journalist, but now I am a stay-at-home mum to 11-month-old twin girls. If you're interested in topics such as perinatal mental health, maternal well-being, and what life is really like for a first-time twin mum, then this is the place for you. You are very welcome. You can also check out our twin adventure on Instagram at twinsmummyni. Now, April is International Caesarean Awareness Month, and in today's episode, I will discuss my experience of a planned C-section. This will be the very first time that I have ever spoken about my own experience of childbirth. Childbirth for me, and in fact for any woman, is such a personal and life-changing experience. In this episode, I will be opening up my heart to you with the one hope that it will be helpful for someone out there who may be listening. I may feel emotional during today's episode, so please do bear with me as I take you along with me on what has been the biggest journey of my entire life, bringing Isla and Aria into the world. I've decided to talk openly about my experience of childbirth because I understand the importance of breaking down the stigma of having a caesarean section. I decided to have an elective C-section as my own choice for birth right at the very beginning of my pregnancy. Now, this was the right decision for me. I know there are many opinions out there on this topic, and each view is valid. I'm not here to say a certain choice of birth is right and that others are wrong, but what I am saying is this was my decision and it worked really well for me. Having a C-section birth, whether it's planned or unplanned, does not make you any less of a woman. It does not mean that you are less capable of giving birth a certain way, nor does it make you any less of a mother. A C-section is still one way to give birth. It's by no means an easy way out. I think it's important to say that you should not feel guilty or disappointed if you have had a C-section, regardless of the circumstances. Whatever choice you make or have made, everyone's experience of childbirth is unique to them. Since becoming a mum, there have been numerous occasions where people have asked me, "How did you give birth?" I remember one occasion, I decided to take Isla and Aria out for a quiet coffee one afternoon, and I was walking into the cafe and a lady stopped me, and during the conversation she asked me, "Did I deliver my babies myself?" And I thought, gosh, that's a very strange question to ask, but I was happy to respond to say that I brought my babies into the world via a caesarean section, and I was surrounded by the support of a wonderful team at the maternity unit at Antrim Area Hospital. Now, as I answered this lady's question, she peered into the pram and she decided to ask Isla and Aria, were they too posh to arrive on their own? And then she turned to me and asked me, was I too posh to push? You see, in that moment, my heart instantly broke. For a split second, I felt that I had failed as a mum just because of my choice of bringing my babies into the world. I felt so inferior. But I caught myself on and replied that I was thankful that I was able to bring my two little girls safely into the world in a way that made that possible. I wished the lady a good day and off I went on my own business. Reflecting back on that encounter now, which unfortunately happens far too often for many of us. I think it's important to highlight here the impact that can have on women when others judge you. It can be so hurtful. And I want to say to you, look, if you have ever been in a similar situation like this, please do not make the mistake that I did and listen to other people's judgments. Whatever way you choose to bring your babies into the world is your decision. There's no right or wrong way here. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I know that I'm very thankful for Isla and Daria, and I'm proud of myself that I was able to manage pregnancy and childbirth because I know what it took to reach the finish line. I don't think that I was too posh to push. Rather, I did the very best that I could to bring my little ladies safely into the world, no matter what it took. You know, conversations like this can have a huge impact on women. I remember growing up and hearing conversations about childbirth. Some of these stories were completely sensationalised. I remember when I was young, I saw childbirth portrayed in quite a dramatic way in a movie that I had watched. Some of these scenes from this movie still stick in my mind today. I suppose as a child, you know, it's difficult to process something like that. Especially when, you know, it's something that you haven't learned about or you don't have any experience of at that stage. Seeing a graphic scene in a movie of a woman giving birth can have a huge and lasting impact on a child. To me, this is what childbirth was. And if I wanted to have a family, then I would just have to endure the pain and just get on with it. How wrong I was. If only I could go back and tell my younger self that just because that scene was in a movie does not mean that that is what reality will be like for me whenever I give birth. Seeing this scene clouded my judgment and my ability to give birth. And I was open and honest about this with my consultant midwife and doctors right at the very beginning of my pregnancy. But I really struggled because it's hard to be honest and say, you know what, I'm really afraid of giving birth. For me, being pregnant and giving birth was supposed to be one of the happiest times of your life. And I fooled myself into thinking that you're not allowed to be afraid, that you shouldn't be afraid, that perhaps maybe there was something actually wrong with me because I felt afraid of the unknown. How wrong I was. I remember talking to my midwife for the first time and just feeling a real sense of relief to hear that, you know, feeling afraid of childbirth is actually a very normal response, and equally, that I wasn't alone in how I was feeling. I remember bursting into tears as I was just so relieved that there was actually somebody that I could talk to about this, and even the fact that they understood and could help me. Up until that point, I had never heard of anyone else in the entire world feeling afraid of childbirth, so I was actually really relieved to hear that it was very normal. Looking back on that now, you know, if there was any other situation in your life that was new to you, like starting a new job or moving house or learning how to drive, you would of course have some sort of trepidation and fear of the unknown. So why should one of the biggest life-changing experiences like giving birth be any different? I was happy that I was able to go on and bring Isla and Daria into the world in a very calm environment. Now, this environment was filled with a supportive team around me who were there to help me every single step of the way. It was nothing like what I had imagined how it might be. Now, I think it's important to say that some people's experience of birth is not the same as my experience. And that's why I think it's important to say that everyone's experience of birth is unique to them. But what I will say is, had I let that fear of childbirth and the unknown prevent me from having a family of my own, it would have broke my heart. And it would have been the biggest regret of my entire life. I'm so very glad that I decided to face my fear of the unknown and be open with the maternity team about that. In doing so, I had a very happy and healthy pregnancy and birth, and I will always be very thankful for that. You can probably hear Isla and Aria shout in the background. Had I not faced that fear, those sounds wouldn't be happening in this house today. Giving birth was the biggest achievement of my entire life. I will always remember the day that Isla and Aria were born. It was an extraordinary experience and a day that I will remember for the rest of my entire life. The night before the C-section, I felt very nervous. I decided to try and get some rest and to watch my favourite TV series just to focus on something that I enjoyed doing instead of overthinking about all the things that might happen the next day. I made myself a little cup of tea and had a chat with my husband whenever I felt that I was feeling afraid. This really helped me to feel less alone in that situation. That night, I got into bed. I didn't really expect to sleep very much. In my mind, I knew it had a big day ahead of me, so I decided just to close my eyes and try and get as much rest as I could, just to give me some energy to get through the next day as best that I could. Well, the following day arrived. I woke up and I decided to break the day into manageable components. So I got myself out of bed, that was one thing achieved. I brushed my teeth, then I got dressed. I then packed the car with the hospital bags and both my husband and I set off to the maternity unit at Antrim Area Hospital. I remember feeling so nervous as my husband and I travelled up to the delivery suite that morning. It was a beautiful sunny spring morning, I remember it very well. When we arrived at the hospital, we met a patient outside who was having a grand time to himself soaking up the sun that morning. Just right he was too. As we made our way into the hospital, we had a chat with this patient about the beautiful sunny weather, and this really lifted my spirits. It gave me an opportunity to focus on something else instead of worrying what was ahead of us that morning. Once we got through the front door of Antrim Area Hospital, we made our way up to floor C. And I remember opening the door and walking down this long corridor towards the delivery suite. It just felt that the walk seemed to last forever. We opened the door of the delivery suite and a kind midwife met us and asked me, was I being induced or having a section? So many emotions were racing around in my mind that morning. I hadn't a clue what to expect, but I just put one foot in front of the other and hoped for the best. The midwife directed us towards the first cubicle in the induction bay. This was the area where we were placed just before we headed down to theatre. And I remember the midwife opening the blue curtain and directing me towards the bed to lie down on as I got ready for surgery. I was so nervous. Here I was in an induction bay for the very first time. It just felt so surreal. You know, I'd heard lots of stories of maybe family members and friends who had all been in induction bays themselves prior to giving birth. But the fact that I was now in that situation, it just felt so surreal. But in that moment, I just slowed my thoughts down and took each little task nice and slow that morning. And I found that this really did help to settle my nerves. Of course I was nervous. The idea of being inside a delivery suite was nerve-wracking for me, never mind what was actually ahead of us that morning. Having said that, I felt at peace within myself about what was to happen. I achieved that by just breaking the day down into small, little, manageable parts. The consultant, Dr. Rebecca Barclay, speciality doctor, Dr. Donald Chandranath, and my consultant midwife, Shona Hamilton, soon arrived, and I knew it was almost time to head to surgery. When they arrived, I felt so content and at peace within myself. Now, I was very fortunate to have regular appointments with this team. And as a result of this, I formed a really good working relationship with them. And this helped me immensely by the time it came to give birth. I trusted this team and I felt completely at ease during the C-section. The next thing I knew, the last minute checks were taking place and both little babies were doing very well, thankfully. Dr. Barclay asked me to fill out some paperwork and now it was time to get into the blue gown and make our way towards the theatre. Now, I remember walking through the maternity ward and heading for the theatre. The big brown doors were opened and in I walked into the room where I was going to be meeting my two babies. What a moment. It felt like such a long walk heading down into surgery. But I slowed my thoughts down and put one foot very slowly in front of the other. There was nothing else I could do as I was wearing these big attractive white stockings for surgery anyway, so I certainly wasn't going anywhere fast that morning, that's for sure. But I walked into the theatre and there was a large number of people in the room. Now this was quite a shock for me, I didn't know that there would be lots of people in the room with us. It kind of felt like a Friday afternoon at Heathrow Airport, just lots of people milling about the place. But each person had their own individual role in the birth that morning. So I sat myself down on the side of the bed and the first thing that happened was there was a spinal injection administered. A wee bit nervous about that. I remember it. Was it sore? I wouldn't say it was sore, I would say it was more nippy than anything, but I remember the spinal injection was one of the things I agonised about beforehand. What's it going to be like? Is it going to be sore? Am I going to be able to manage it? But having come through that experience, it certainly wasn't as bad as I kind of had conjured up in my mind of this big scary thing. It wasn't. It didn't last very long, it wasn't exceptionally sore, but I was lucky that the consultant midwife Shona held my hand through that process. And whenever I felt nervous, I was able to distract myself and just talk to her about some random things. The first thing that came into my mind was books of all things, but we had a wee conversation about what her favourite books were, and lo and behold, the injection was over. The next thing that I knew, it was time to lie down in the bed and the catheter was inserted. Now, of all the things about giving birth, the idea of the catheter being inserted was the one thing that I was the most worried about. Could you believe that? Not the major surgery, but the actual catheter. I think I had, again, hospital environments were very new to me. The idea of a catheter being inserted, just, I felt so self-conscious of that. But it was over in seconds and I didn't feel it going in at all. And I wish I knew beforehand just how simple a thing that was. I wouldn't have wasted as much time or energy worrying about something so small. But I think like anything in life, you kind of have to experience it yourself to teach your brain that, look, there's no threat here. You are okay. Would I do it again? Of course I would. I would have no issue whatsoever. A couple of months prior to the C-section, it would have been a very different conversation. But I was proud of myself that I was able to manage it. I worried about something that I had no need to worry about at all. Anyway, the spinal was administered. The catheter was in, and the next thing I knew was one of the team placed a little ice cube on my chest. Now, this was a little test just to see if the spinal injection had worked. I could feel the coldness of the ice just on my chest, and one of the team kept asking me if I could still feel that cold sensation. Once I couldn't feel it, then that signaled to the team that the injection had worked. At that, a blue curtain was then placed across my chest and I knew in my heart that the final part of this journey was about to take place. Each person in the room then introduced themselves and I later learned this is actually called a surgical pause. It's a moment where each member of the team introduces themselves prior to the surgery. In that moment, I held the consultant midwife Shona's hand, and the last thing I remember saying was that I was so excited to finally meet our little family. No sooner were those words out of my mouth, I heard Shona turn to me and say, "It's 09:34 and a little girl is born." And 1 minute later, a second little girl was born. Oh, I'm just getting so emotional, actually, just even thinking about that moment. I couldn't believe it. We had finally reached the finish line. It felt like such a long journey many months ago, reading the word pregnant on the test that I had taken, catapulted to this moment where the two little girls were safely delivered into my arms. It was a powerful moment. I just burst into tears. I had felt so many emotions that morning. Fear, trepidation, excitement to finally meet our little babies and to hold them in my arms. I remember just sitting in silence and looking at their little faces. Nothing else in the world mattered to me in that moment as I held them. I couldn't stop looking at them. I remember Aria just looking directly into my eyes as I held her for the first time. And I remember Isla just lifting up her little head and just staring at the new world that she had now entered into. It was such a powerful moment. In the background, as I held the two little girls, I could hear one of the midwives saying that they were beautifully alert. In that moment, the whole world just seemed to stop. And I felt like I was in this little bubble just holding these two little bundles of pure joy in my arms. I can still picture the girls wrapped up in little white blankets and they had two white sparkly hats on just to keep them nice and cosy and warm. I couldn't believe that we had finally reached this moment. All of the scans and the appointments and the worry and even taking the folic acid was finally over. We had run the race and we had finally reached the end. All of my fears just melted away when I held the girls in my arms for the very first time. I couldn't believe that I had finally achieved it. I remember crying my eyes out and just saying to my husband that I had become a mum, that he had become a dad, and that we now were a family of four. It was an overwhelming moment, to say the least, but one that I will always be thankful for. You know, there were times during my pregnancy that I doubted my ability. You know, the thought of managing a twin pregnancy for 9 months and giving birth just seemed so daunting. But I managed to conjure up the strength and courage to manage it all, and I am so very glad that I did. A short time later, I was then moved into another room where I would spend the next couple of hours with my husband and our two little babies. We immediately contacted our family just to share the news of the girls' safe arrival. I tucked into a lovely warm slice of toast and enjoyed a little hot cup of tea. And now it was time to try and think of some names. I did have a list of names, but none of them made the cut in the end. We didn't know what the gender was of our baby, so to me it was a big surprise whenever two little girls arrived. It took me a few days until I could settle on the names Isla and Aria. I named Isla Shona after our consultant midwife, and I named Aria Hope because with Shona's help and never giving up hope, these were the two things that got me through that life-changing journey of becoming a mummy. A few hours had passed and I was then brought into the maternity ward to join the other mums who also had had a C-section. I couldn't stop looking at the little girls in their crib and I just cried and I cried my eyes out. The hormones were certainly in full force that morning when I think about it now. It was such a huge moment for me to become a mum for the first time And I knew both my husband and my lives had changed forever. I remember thinking to myself, of all the things that I worried about beforehand, not one of them came true. And I like to remind myself of that in life when I'm faced with other situations that I maybe feel nervous about or that I doubt my own ability to be able to cope with. I think it's important to say, look, that everyone's experience of birth is unique to them. This was my experience, and I am thankful that I did have the courage to bring Isla and RS safely into the world. There were some things that actually surprised me about the C-section. The first thing was I couldn't believe just how quickly that everything happened. My husband and I arrived at the hospital at 8 a.m. and both little girls were in my arms by 9:30 a.m. Like, I didn't expect things to go quickly. I thought we'd be in there for hours and sitting about and wondering and waiting. I couldn't believe it. Another thing that shocked me was just how calm the theatre was as well. This was the first ever operation that I had had, and like, even getting into a hospital gown felt very strange and very new for me. So the fact that the operation was calm, you know, really shocked me. I suppose I didn't really know what to expect. Listening to stories or seeing things on television certainly wasn't the experience that I had that morning anyway. There was also a large number of people in the room. I think, if I can remember, I think I counted 10 people were around me when I was lying in the bed. And as intimidating as that may feel, I was reassured that I was surrounded by a big team of people who each had their own individual roles that morning in helping us to deliver the baby safely into the world. I was surprised, you know, when I'm thinking about it later on that day, like, I was actually able to get out of bed and walk to the bathroom in the maternity unit hours after the surgery. I thought I'd be lying in bed for days, maybe weeks, but that wasn't the case at all. The staff encouraged me to get up and about and walk later on that day, and I was thankful that I actually was able to get up and at least manage that. In terms of the recovery of a C-section, I'll be honest now, I did feel slightly tender and sore for a few weeks following the operation. Again, everyone's recovery is unique to them. Please do not put pressure on yourself to achieve this idea of bouncing back after birth. Take the time to recover. You know, you've just had major surgery and it's important to take things nice and slow. Looking after two babies straight away following major surgery is certainly not an easy task by no means. However, look, if you can get the support and the help, do take it. Don't make the mistake that I did in the beginning, where I felt that I needed to do everything because I was their mum. Looking back on that now, that definitely was not a sensible choice to make. You know, major surgery is a major deal, and it's important to listen to your body and do what you can to help with your recovery whilst taking care of a brand new baby in the process. Childbirth and postpartum are a huge life-altering event that we experience back to back. There's a huge hormonal shift happening in our bodies here. It does take some time to find your feet again, and that is very normal. Look, I'm almost a year into twin motherhood and I'm still trying to find my feet. But one thing that I struggled with in those early days of motherhood was my body image following a C-section. It took some time for me to really appreciate what my body did to bring Isla and Aria into the world. I kind of felt really like uncomfortable within myself and my new body for quite some time. My body, you know, it had changed a lot, but over time I learned to just accept it and appreciate it for what it did. I suppose another big adjustment for me in the beginning following the C-section was the raging hormones. I didn't know the hormones would be so strong in those early days of motherhood. I remember sitting at the table, I had just changed one of the girls' nappies and I burst into tears for no reason one day. I think it was around day 3 post-surgery. I was just trying to figure out our new life as a family of 4. And when that's coupled with a severe lack of sleep and recovering from a C-section, it can be a heavy load. I remember just crying and thinking to myself, you know, throughout our pregnancy, because we had a twin pregnancy, we had lots of appointments and lots of support from the team that was working with me. But whenever you're discharged from the hospital, you're all by yourself. And that was a shock for me in the beginning. I didn't even think about that. But I think I really struggled with that. You know, all this support with lots of appointments there, and to now suddenly away you go into the world to be a mum by yourself. It's hard. And I really struggled with that adjustment in the beginning. So what I did was, you know, I would remind myself that I was doing the very best that I could to adjust to this new settling in period as a first-time twin mum. Another aspect of having a C-section that surprised me was the little area around the scar to this day still feels numb. It was a shock to me, but look, it is in no way uncomfortable. It's just something I think to be aware of. But looking at my scar, it'll always be a little reminder of just how brave I was in bringing my two little girls safely into the world. And for that, I will always be thankful. One aspect I think in this episode is important to talk about is coping emotionally after a C-section. I think it's something that it shouldn't be taken for granted, nor it shouldn't be treated as an afterthought. Early days of motherhood can be very, very busy time. You're adjusting to a new life with your baby, and it does take time just to settle in. As I said, this is very normal. Most mothers feel this way. It takes time to recover both physically and emotionally from giving birth, regardless what way your baby was brought into the world. Having a cesarean section, for me, I felt can stir up lots of emotions that we maybe hadn't prepared for. But one thing I found that talking about my feelings can really help. It can be useful maybe to talk to a health visitor, maybe your community midwife, a friend, you have your partner, or maybe a family member. Someone that you feel comfortable opening up to and sharing your feelings with. If you've had an emergency C-section, or perhaps there were some complications at birth, it can help to talk to your doctor or midwife about your experience. It's okay maybe if you don't feel up to talking about it straight away. Childbirth is a life-altering experience, and it can take some time just to process everything. It's okay to wait until you feel ready. If you have left the hospital, have no fear, you can still speak to someone. One service that's offered is a birth debrief. Most hospitals offer a birth debriefing service, which is when you can talk to a midwife or doctor about your own experience of labour and birth. What they do is they go through your maternity notes and you can ask questions, which helps you to process what has happened. Now, your midwife can refer you for this debrief when you're still in the postnatal ward, but you can also access the service after you've been discharged from the hospital as well. Just contact your maternity unit or ask your health visitor what might be available locally. As I said, if you don't feel ready to go over your birth experience for a little while, that is okay. You can still access the service whenever you feel ready yourself. I'm going to be honest with you, my experience of childbirth was filled with fear and trepidation. I think it was more the fear of the unknown. You know, you hear lots of stories and advice about what childbirth is like, but nothing really prepares you for it until you're actually in the situation and experiencing it for yourself. Hospital environments were brand new territory for me, so to have major surgery and to place my trust in the hands of strangers was overwhelming, to say the least. However, my experience of a planned C-section was a positive one for me. Of all the things that I worried about beforehand, not one of them came true. I felt fully supported during my pregnancy and birth, and I will always be very thankful to consultant midwife Shona Hamilton. consultant Dr. Rebecca Barclay and speciality doctor Dr. Donald Chandranath from the maternity unit at Antrim Area Hospital. I'm so thankful for their kindness and support in helping all four of us to reach the finish line beautifully, and for helping us to give the girls a wonderful opportunity to enjoy a nice life of their very own. And what I want to say to you today is, if you feel afraid of a C-section or wonder if it's the right choice for you, I would encourage you to talk to a professional, whether that's your midwife or a doctor. Have confidence in yourself to break down that barrier and just have a chat about how you're honestly feeling. They are there to support you and they do have your best interests at heart. Please don't make the mistake that I did and feel ashamed about how you're feeling. Being afraid is very normal. And let me tell you a little secret. You're not alone with how you're feeling. There are many of us out there who are also afraid. I, for one, am one of those people. My hope is that you will find the right support that you deserve. Having a C-section birth, whether it was planned or unplanned, does not make you any less capable or less of a loving mum to your baby. Everyone's experience of childbirth is unique to them. Do what feels right for you and have confidence in your capabilities. If you have a C-section, please know that there is no shame in that decision, nor does it make you any less of a woman either. Others questioning whether I was too posh to push. Well, as hurtful as that was to hear at the time, I know in my heart that having a planned C-section was the right decision for me. And I am very thankful that I was able to bring Isla and Aria safely into the world in a way that felt right for me. Does it make me a bad mum? Absolutely not. It was the biggest achievement of my entire life and one that I will always be thankful for. Well, that's it for this week's episode, folks. A big topic on the agenda this week. Throughout this month, I will be discussing more topics around perinatal mental health. I've interviewed a range of experts who offer some insight and help to support those who are maybe finding things a little bit difficult as they make the transition to motherhood. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon. Thank you for your time today. I will join you next time for a chat on the Twins Mummy NI podcast. I can hear Isla and Aria shouting in the room next door. I'm just checking my watch. Yes, it's feeding time once again in our house. I better get up and get lunch on the go here now. In the meantime, take care and remember there is always hope.